Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
It's Chris, hope you're doing okay, and thank you very much for having us on. And I'm not actually in the office at the moment. I'm in the garden, let's just say that.
You're in the, you're in the garden, not of Radio Essex, though.
No, the garden of the Chris Brooks house.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I've because that's normal.
And I've just got here.
Because you've just got there because you've been stuck in traffic, I know that. What's happened, just a little technical thing though, Tom, where my fader's up, turn the audition thing off because I can just hear myself about 10 minutes ago. That's better. Right, that's much better.
You know what I love?
Sorry, that was a little sneak behind the curtain. All it was is I could hear myself. I was talking like this. And I was just repeating myself, which isn't a good thing.
So, Chris.
Yeah.
I just phoned Tom and I said I'm coming in now. I said, do yourself a favour, though. Turn your mic off because I've just heard you go, that sounds all right. Right. Now, what I said to him on the phone, which was brilliant, I said, yeah, it's better than if you said some swear words. Oh, brilliant, and then said some swear words. I said, because we'd be off air now.
Even funnier because Tom's always the one that says, just don't swear in the studio. Whether the mics are on or off, just don't do it. And actually, he lives by that motto, which is a good thing.
Yeah, he literally said, that sounds all right. And then he went, oh, yeah, I won't do that again.
Right. I just explain what happened. So Thursday and Friday, I said to you, didn't I, on air? I said, oh, I don't feel great. I feel a little bit shivery. And I thought, oh, maybe the COVID's back. Went home, had like a chicken chili tikkery thing just to try and see if I could get rid of whatever it was. Saturday felt a bit better. Yesterday felt rough, but not really bad. Not even man flu, really. Just normal kind of cold. And then felt really good this morning. I thought, well, I'll do another test just to be sure. Boom, got the COVID.
Yeah, the COVID. Everyone else gets COVID, you get the COVID.
I get the COVID. And admittedly, it's on a week where it's expected to reach 30 degrees and England and New Zealand are playing in the second test. I mean, that is just coincidence.
Of course. And then I had to do a test, obviously, because I'd been with you on Friday. We do a lot of cuddling.
Yeah.
I haven't got the COVID. I haven't even got COVID or the COVID.
I don't know what happened. I went to a funeral on Wednesday. Maybe I picked it up there. I don't know. But it turns out I've got COVID, but I actually feel fine. I've got a bit of a cold, which means I can broadcast from the Chris Brooks studios in Wickford. So Wickford live to Essex via Southend. Are you there, Scott?
Yeah, I tell you what, Chris, we've got more than 5 seconds of summer this summer because it was hot today, right? And it's going to be hot tomorrow, hot the next day, which leads me to the fact that I phoned you at 2:15 to talk about show stuff, and you, I'm guessing, were sunbathing.
No, I was, maybe I was in the garden. I've worked out how to put the telly on the conservatory to face outside so I can watch the cricket and sit in a deck chair. Do you know what? I feel really guilty, and I spoke to the boss this morning, and I felt like I needed to go, but I feel absolutely fine. I'm just testing positive for COVID.
You know when, like, because I can't swear on the radio, you know when you say, I call, and then you say a word?
Yeah.
I'm almost calling that because you look, last time you had COVID, you were phoning me going, I don't think I'm going to make it. Like, honestly, it was...
I didn't say ever, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Well, words to that effect. There was stuff being said. Now you're like, all right, mate!
Look after my kids for me.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Stuff like that. And now you're like, you look... I mean, I'm looking at you on the Zoom. You look $1 million, mate. You got a tan.
Well, I've been to LA, so I already had a bit of a tan.
You've got a base tan and you're working it up.
How long do you test positive for on the COVID? It's thinner today. It's definitely a fainter line, so that's good. I need to test negative by Saturday because it's Fantasia Saturday. I think I'll be all right.
Listen, you're going to have to play it by ear. I remember doing it before and depends when you catch it, but it was like 4 days.
I think it was a funeral. I think it was Wednesday last week when I was off.
So
I'll be okay by then. It was quite a faint line this morning, but yeah, it's a weird thing because everyone's saying we don't, you know, legally you don't have to isolate anymore. It's like, but you can't really. I don't think
you've got
to work
legally and morally, haven't you?
Yeah, but legally it's not a thing anymore.
No,
but if I came in, then you lot would get it, and then one of you might be ill worse, and then you'd have that to worry about. It'd be awful.
I wouldn't get COVID, because as you come in, I would just slam the door on your face. I wouldn't get COVID.
I would be the least welcome I've ever been in the building if I walked in with COVID.
Your fob wouldn't work.
But at least it works from here. I'm in the Wickford studios of Radio Essex, arguably better than the ones in Southend.
There's no arguably about it. Better. Come
home with me. Right about now.
The Big Drive Home.
Woo! Let's get into it.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go. Come home
with me. This is Radio Essex.
Top three.
Right, and the top three. Welcome to the studio. Rebecca off of news.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm all right. I have a doozy of a top three, and I mean that quite literally.
Okay.
So, a young family, mum, dad, three kids, aged 4, 3, and 1. Now, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
They took a trip to a B&Q at Glastonbury last weekend, and as they were wandering around, their little four-year-old boy called Jacob, he needed the toilet. You know what it's like. We've had young kids.
Yes, of course.
So yeah. When his parents weren't looking, little Jacob did go to the toilet.
Oh, no.
In the showroom. He deposited a rather large poo.
Package. I would have gone with package, but...
Package, yeah. Okay. And nobody noticed until I think he said to his mum and dad, oh, you know, I'm done now. They turned around, realised what was in the showroom toilet, and to their credit, did clear it up.
Oh.
But you know, I mean, he was doing the right thing. I mean, he went to the toilet when they're four.
Yeah, I mean... I thought you meant he'd just done it on the floor, but you actually mean, one of the toilet showrooms.
Yes, he did, which you can't really have a go at him for that, can you? Because he was going to... No. He's only four.
I mean, I've got two songs that have hit me straight away. One would be, I don't know, Two Can Play That Game. Right, he's maybe a good one.
Oops,
and
I did it again.
And it's Bobby Brown.
Yeah,
that works as well.
Yeah. And another one, Bites the Dust.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good ones.
So yeah, and what was your one, Tom?
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, I did it again.
That's a very good one as well. I could just imagine the lad walking out with a bit of a swagger and being cute, just as he leaves, just turns around to the assistant and goes, oh, by the way, your chain doesn't work. And then just walking out the door.
I'm Rebecca Dundon, you're up to date.
Plenty of texts coming in for the top three, Rebecca, which is amazing because it's such a good story.
It is a brilliant story.
And can you recap it?
I can indeed. You always do this to me, so I have to swap my screens.
Oh, so sorry.
I know,
so
it's very stressful.
That's so one button, that is.
It is, but I didn't want to break a nail, so.
Wow.
It does sound like a bit of a you problem, Rebecca, if I'm being honest with you.
So this family, mum and dad, took their three young kids, 4, 3, and 1, which is a handful as it is, to B&Q. They were looking for a washing line. That's all they wanted. While their backs were turned, their four-year-old son Jacob decided to check out one of the display toilets in the showroom. While their backs were turned, he went to the toilet in it.
Wow.
Number two. And they obviously had to fish it out and apologise.
Fish it out!
Well, what else do you do with a net?
It's just...
But there's no water, is it?
No. But do you know what? Sorry to stop you, Rebecca, but I can already see, like, the lady in this situation going, Rob, come on, your job,
yes,
you're doing
absolutely.
It. It's definitely the guy fishing that number two out.
Yeah, so we were looking for songs to go with that story, really.
Yeah, and do you know
advertising
what?
Advertising slogans.
Yeah, they've done well, haven't they? The people have spoken, and there's some really, really good suggestions. So yeah, we'll have a see.
You could do advertising suggestions as well if you want. B&Q. No job too big. No, that's not nice.
Chris and Scott's top three.
Okay, so many suggestions. Some I don't understand. Daniel Griffith, Sexy and I Know It, LMFAO.
What, sorry?
I don't know what... Is that a suggestion for the story? The story was about a lad who was with his parents, only a little child, just potty trained, just turning to big toilet, and was in B&Q, needed a number two, and then saw the showroom and thought, that's just a toilet in my little brain, so I'm going to go and use that. So use the B&Q showroom toilet, and then parents had to clean it out. That's what the story was, and we were looking for songs.
Sexy and I Know It doesn't...
Doesn't work, does it?
No.
It's not kind of working, that. Kerry wanted Shaggy, Bombastic. I suppose boom might have been like the kaplunk sound. we have, Steve, you're in there. You're at number two, ironically. And Jacob, fair play to the parents, made worse when he was singing "It's Not What You Do, It's The Way That You Do It" while sitting there. I don't know if he was singing that film.
I think he was.
Davros said, Jennifer Lopez, I don't know this song, but apparently she did a song called Hold It, Don't Drop It, which, I mean, it's perfect, but we haven't got that song. So the top three, at number three, we've gone for Let It Go.
Just let it go, Jacob. Just let it go, buddy.
thank you for that suggestion. And Steve and Roareth going for Snoop Dogg and Drop It Like It's Hot. Drop It Like It's Hot.
When you've got to go, you've got to go, though. So bless Jacob. He just dropped it like it was hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you.
And at number one, Honey, amongst other people suggesting this song, you're going to like this one,
Chris
Scott.
And Scott's top three.
I am. It's Slam Dunk Defunk. What an absolute... I love it. I love that we've gone for this. You're in B&Q. You need to go. It doesn't matter.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
We're going to do a piece now about the... And this was something I read this morning, and I think because me and you, Scott, have both got teenage boys, we can relate to this. Each year, parents can also expect to be answered back 95 times. This is in a year with teenage kids.
That seems low.
95 times, we can suffer through 71 sulks and be subjected to more than 21 threats to leave home. Also likely to empty the fridge of all its contents once or twice a week and arrive home late once a fortnight. Additionally, the typical teen will almost be reduced to tears over their looks 74 times. You can blame social media for that, I'm sure. Yeah. Fall out with friends 36 times, sleep in 81 times. But the headline of this was bringing up a typical teen involves 59 slanging matches, 70 requests for money and 27 I hate yous every year.
I mean, what about the I've broke my phone? That one would be up there for me.
Wow.
I've broke my phone again.
Yeah.
Or the one that it's on the tip of everyone's tongue, everyone that's listening now. Dad, what's wrong with the internet? I mean, literally, it's... I mean, I was on air yesterday. This is a typical example. I'm on air and even more... it's not normally stressful for me, but when I've got my feet up now. But the fact of the matter is that you're normally here... this is a little bit sort of weird at the moment, like doing it like
this. Of course.
And my phone goes and I go, oh, I'm on the radio, so I don't answer it. Then it goes again. And we go, I go, have I got time? Tom goes, yeah, answer your phone. I go, all right, Kevin. He goes, Dad, I just got home. Internet's not working. I was like, mate, that sounds like a you problem.
Like, it does sound like a you problem.
Yeah, I'm on the radio. Deal with it. Like, it's just, but that's the thing, isn't it?
Why? It's like being, I mean, what skills do we need to be parents? You need to be an Uber driver.
Yep.
An IT expert.
I think you need
cook.
To be, yeah, you need to be, I think first and foremost, you need to be patient.
Patient.
Because.
You're looking for skill sets, job skill sets.
Yeah, cook, I mean, you've got.
Uber driver, internet provider.
Yeah.
Gamer.
Banker.
Fortnite. A banker, absolutely.
And a word very close to that. true though, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's very challenging. I mean, like, you know, I've obviously speaking from experience, I've got a nearly 21-year-old, just about to be 16-year-old, and twin girls of eight. I've got a bit of every emotion going on in my house at the moment. My eldest is currently in a foreign country. Obviously having a few drinks and, you know, and that's a worry.
Yeah, lads.
Yeah, so I've got that. I've got Kevin doing his exams. I've got the twins, you know, I don't know which, you never know which way to look as a parent, do you?
No. I think if we could get some more suggestions of careers you need to be like on top of to be a parent. We've done Uber driver. We've done banker. We've done teacher, I suppose, in a way, because of lockdown.
We did, didn't we,
for a couple of years? We've got that experience now. So what would we have? Yeah, well, what would we have on our CV once they've left home? All the things we've accomplished. Being a cook. And
cleaner. Got to be a cleaner.
cleaner and an IT professional.
Yeah.
But you've got to be really good at IT as well to have kids. It's absolutely beautiful across Essex today. I know you've just been outside on the balcony.
Oh, do you know what? So when we had a two-song break a little while ago, Tom went, oh, just, yeah, go out, get some fresh air. I was like, yeah, I will. So I literally disappeared to the balcony, laid on the... laid on in the sun with my sunglasses on. I even had time to do a quick TikTok and then come back. Tom coming in went, got about 35 seconds until you got to be live on the radio. It's like, right, okay, Tom, I'm coming. It was too nice out there.
I keep popping out to look at the cricket because we're on the second test. It's day five. England need 83 runs. It's currently 216 for four. And I'm just sort of keeping my eye on the cricket as well. It's
and this
it's a
isn't
lot
talk.
On.
This isn't talk sport. This is
it's
Radio
not talk
Essex.
Sport, I'd give you the scores. Hollywood, thank you very much. And Hollywood is actually called Hollywood. That's not a nickname.
She's going to be called something else married. Soon. Yeah, yeah.
Edwards.
That's
it's
it.
Holly Edwards, isn't it? So she's sort of sticking to the Hollywood name. Being a parent, skills you must need include being a best mate. This is me and my now 10-year-old yesterday on his birthday trip to Lakeside. Lovely picture of you two. Thank you for that. Nick Bob says, in our house, me and my grossly underappreciated missus needs to be maintenance department, life coach, psychotherapist, relationship counsellor, and fridge filler. And living in a house with two complete princesses, we need to make sure all other needs are met. Grr, says Nick yeah. Bob on the text. No anger in there at all.
No, fridge filler is the one, isn't it? The amount of times I literally turn around and I go, no, where's the cheese gone? We bought like,
yeah.
I mean, we're a big family. We like buy like four like massive slabs of cheese. A couple of days later, gone. It's ridiculous.
We always say when somebody goes to like the BP or the co-op or something just to get some bits and pieces we need and they come back and you go, did you not get milk? And they go, oh, I didn't know we need milk. It's like, we always need milk.
I mean, I went out with you the other day and Harry phoned, I got cheese and milk for your house because Harry was complaining about having no cheese.
That is so true. Keep those coming in. What skills do you need to be a parent, as in job skills? Lee says, parents have to be a nurse and a therapist. That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
Vicky says, job skill set as a parent, referee, self-explanatory.
Yep.
Bargainer, please eat your dinner, please get your clothes on, brush your teeth. You've got to be able to negotiate with them.
You have,
and
yeah.
So if you, you do that now, we'll do this later.
No iPod, no iPad later if you don't do X, Y, Z.
Exactly. Human shield, this will be us shortly when our new baby arrives, as six-year-olds are throwers. That's not what you want.
No, you don't need that.
And you do become a protector when the baby arrives.
You
everything
do, yes.
Is like, it's incredible. Donna Leon C. Afternoon, guys. I'm not a parent myself, but the most important thing a parent should have as a skill is to be a mind reader. Never know when you might need to read minds. Not only do you need to be a nurse, counsellor, best friend, financial advisor, but to be honest, just a personal slave, really, doing this show, doing your day-to-day stuff. Thank you very much, Donna, and loving the show. And Hayley said taxi driver. Harry said chef. And Debs has said... just driven my daughter to Brightling Sea. She had a cider in the pub while I had lemonade. We also brought her choice of vodka from Tesco, says Debs.
There you go. See, always on hand.
Living the parenting dream.
The music stage in the higher. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Taking me higher. Here we go. Radio Essex.
Hello, Scott.
Oh, this is weird.
I'm not in my dungeon in Wickford.
Do you know what, right? Chris is actually here, right? So, as you know, if you've been listening for the week, Chris has had COVID and he's been, we've still been doing the show, but he's been transmitting via Wickford
to the space station.
To space
and then to Southend.
I've had him on a little screen. It's
yeah,
been
a Zoom screen.
And it's been amazing, but yeah. I just drove in and I see his car and I was like,
I didn't ring you, I thought it'd be a surprise.
No, And then you ignored my call, which is...
because I didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Yeah, yeah, you could have said...
No, because I would have had to lie then. You would go, where are you? And I'd go, I'm in the kitchen. Feel ill.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I see the car and I was like, no, it can't be, it can't be. Got all excited like a kid at Christmas. And then, which it was. And then I walked past, I was like, it's definitely Chris's car. I'm running, big hug.
Yeah, I tested
kiss.
This morning.
I've got COVID. No, no, I haven't.
I tested this morning and I tested yesterday. It wasn't even faint yesterday. It was a proper COVID line yesterday. And then I tested this morning and there was nothing on it. And I went, I must have done it wrong.
So then I did it again, and it was okay. I was like, oh, I'm clear, completed it, mate. 3-4 days, completed it.
But do you know what this shows?
What?
And I know we're well late, but it doesn't matter.
Late for what?
You know, we meant to play a song now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about that. What I love is that under normal circumstances, in any normal job...
I would have blagged it.
You would have had, absolutely. You would have had COVID until next Wednesday.
When's the hot day? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I definitely would have still been ill tomorrow in a normal job.
But because you love what you do, because it's a great job, and you wanted to see me...
Proper excited. I was like, Cameron, it's clear, I'm going, by. Literally legged out the door. I'm glad I found
you, you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
You're off tomorrow, aren't you? Where are you gigging this weekend? You're everywhere, aren't you?
I'm everywhere, and my flight's just been cancelled home, so I'm struggling to get home from Scotland at the moment.
Oh, so you'd have to live up there?
No.
Do you still know Stevie?
I do know Stevie, but I think he's in different parts of... He doesn't live in Scotland.
He doesn't live in Scotland, no.
No, but struggling, yeah, yeah. Everything's bad at the moment. The trains are striking. Planes.
You're going to have a rant?
No. It's a bit of a nightmare. It's like the plane. Like, why don't we just do it all? Like, not all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, roads are bad. Trains are bad.
Are going to be trains next week will be ridiculous because it's for us. I mean, obviously, if you're working in London, the tubes as well. But for us, it's Greater Anglia and C2C. It's the double whammy.
I understand why they strike and stuff because, you know, they don't feel like they get, you know, what they deserve and all that. I get that, but people need to get to work.
Yeah, it's an age-old argument, isn't it? But yeah, next week's going to be a mental. We'll keep an eye on it for you as well. You wanted to talk about something that was on your mind.
Yeah, no, what it was like, so obviously I've had a lot of work being done. I've tried to do a lot myself, you know, enjoyed getting my hands dirty and stuff like that. But it's like, and I think everyone will have something like this, a bit of an appreciation thing, really, is that... So my mate, Rob, for example, he's been round, he's never asked me for a penny in his labour. He just comes round and he does his bit because he's my mate and he wants to help me. My mate, Bosch, who, I mean, that's not his actual name.
His name's not Bosch, no.
He's called... I'm full naming you. He's called Ross Boschel, right?
Okay, so I would definitely call him Bosch.
So we call him Bosch, right? He's come around today on his day off.
Yeah.
And he's literally knocked down a wall with me. He's mucked in, right? He's done...
Did you ask him to knock down a wall? Did he just come around and knock down a wall?
No, so he'd already organised me a grab lorry to come and pick up the wall later in the day.
Yeah.
He'd got a good price for that because he'd build a geezer. And he was like, oh, yeah, I've got a guy, I'll sort it out. He'll come, he'll get the old wall. He's a proper geezer, he's Bosch. Obviously, he's called Bosch.
His name's Bosch. Yeah,
he's called Bosch.
He's definitely a geezer.
Of course he's a geezer. But I phoned him earlier. I went, can we push back the pickup, the grab lorry, because we're not going to be quite ready. He went, you know what? I'm off. I'm just going to come around and help you. Hours he was there. And he's that much of a geezer, no top on.
Wow.
Just whipped his top off straight away and he
living
was
living
like,
the dream.
Yeah, he just picked up a shovel.
When you knocked a bit of wall down, you were in Bosch, did he go, what? Did that happen a lot? Because I could just imagine that as a comedy moment, you knocking the wall down, go, hey, Bosch. And he's like, yes, mate, what do you want? Coffee, please.
I left him at home. Guarding all the tools because the other builders had gone off to get some other tools.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got to go, do the radio, mate. And he was like, I'm just guarding tools now. And he wet a t-shirt and put it around his head like a bandana.
Nice. I mean, Bosch sounds like somebody I could hang around with.
He is amazing.
Let's go!
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Yeah.
Radio Essex. Chris and Scott's top three.
Cracking story as well. Two teenagers have admitted to stealing. Not a cracking story. Obviously, it's a bad story. We don't condone. So if you were thinking of stealing £30,000 worth of chewing gum, I'd have to be the one to say we don't condone that.
Although, if you sold every one of them at 50p, you've made yourself a clear £15,000.
15 grand's profit, yeah. So what Scott's there doing is talking about stealing things and selling them on as a profit. We don't condone that as a radio station.
No.
I'm going to point that out again.
No, I wasn't condoning it. I was just doing math.
Yeah, it's good maths. But, you know, the criminal record.
No, I'd be all
never
right.
Be able to go to America. So, you know, think of the pros and cons.
Loads of chewing gum.
Yeah. your breath would be beautiful.
Minty fresh.
Yeah. Clarify again, not condoning it. But it was good for the top three story today. So 30 grand's worth of chewing gum nicked from the back of a lorry. And we were looking for your song suggestions and you came in with some good ones. At number three...
Yeah.
As Scott would say, it's all about the price tag, isn't it?
Yeah. 15 grand, mate, but I'm not condoning it.
So that was number three price tag from Jesse J. At number two... Stuck in the Middle with You and the chewing gum. It's a good shout. Thank you very much for all your suggestions. Hello to Honey, Original Ben, Natalie and Whittam, Linda, Steve, James, the Londoner who lives in New York. 4 day week, Steve, as well. Yours is the winning tune.
Chris and Scott's top three.
I mean, this is inspired because Juicy Fruit, which is the name of the song, is an actual chewing gum from Wrigley's. It's the yellow one. It's called Juicy Fruit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
A study out today found that 12... If this is for you, if you're getting married. A study found that 12% of people thought that buying a house was more important than the wedding day. 1.7 million Brits regret their wedding day.
What?
Or at least what they spent on their wedding day. Not necessarily the vows and the main bits, but the money they spent on it. Do you know how much is an average wedding nowadays?
Cost me a fortune.
How much is an average wedding nowadays? It didn't cost you a fortune.
No, OK paper.
It cost OK Magazine a fortune. It didn't cost you a penny.
OK Magazine paid for it.
How much do you think an average wedding costs?
I'm going to say £30,000.
Oh, yeah, it's £32,000. So there you go. You can have that. And that's the end of that link. Right, so how do you know? Well, I suppose 32 grand, though, it probably is right when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, like venue, food, because it's that thing, isn't it, when you're doing your wedding and you're like, do I do a plus one? Because you're thinking, I've got to feed this person I don't know. It's cost the steaks cost me 32 quid.
Yeah. So what kind of fit do you play? You must, because then you have to work out who's coming to the daytime, but who do I want to spend the money on and who can just sort of come for a beer in the evening?
And then it's that awkward thing where you're going, oh, does so-and-so need to come? Like, yeah. You know, blah, blah. And then you've got the other side of the family and like friends that you don't know that they know.
Exactly.
Oh,
that.
I want Julie to come. Oh, who's Julie? You've never spoke about Julie before. Yeah.
Julie from work, really?
I've never met Julie. I'm
and then
not
if you bring work people,
dinner.
I've got to bring work people and the steak. We're paying
She's
32
not having
quid.
The lamb shank. Julie's not having the lamb shank. I've never met her. It's that, isn't it?
And the other day somebody said to me, need a DJ for a wedding. I said, I don't really do that. And they're like, oh, yeah, because you have a DJ. Other DJs had to pull out. And I'm like, how much they charge you nowadays? And it was like, oh, it's like 500 quid or something. I was like, 500 quid? I'm in the wrong job.
Yeah,
I should be
quid.
DJing at
Sorry,
weddings.
I do. I just remembered that.
What do you need me to do? Play records? Uh-huh. I can do that. But yeah. I didn't do it. But, yeah, it seems like it is quite expensive.
I mean,
1.7.
You are DJing on Saturday.
Fantasia. That's not a wedding, though, is it? It's
not
like
a wedding.
It's a concert, festival type thing.
It is DJing, isn't it?
It is DJing.
So but it's different. All them people you've lied
no,
to.
No, no, no. Wedding DJing. I've done
different,
it.
Different.
I've no, done it before. I did radio.
Different skills, is it?
Of course, it is.
Same.
Because you're literally right. I tell you what happens at a wedding DJ, and wedding DJs will back me up on this. You're in an area where right here, no
put
one
put Coldplay on, mate. Put Coldplay.
Exactly
on.
That. Yeah. And then you've got varying different ages of people from 8 to 80 upwards.
Yeah.
So if
all
you play Elvis, they're like, oh, I love this. And the kids are like, what? And then you go, oh, it's a bit of garage. Then the older, I mean, it just doesn't work.
No.
It's literally an impossible task. And the other one is if the bride and groom give you their playlist for the whole night. That's brilliant. It's their wedding and they're paying you. But you're looking at it going, no one's going to dance to
you
any
want
of these
floor
songs.
Fillers, don't
exactly
you?
That. Put you want a bit of Robin. You want Robin S and the 5 megamix. it's exactly what you want. But joking aside, songs like bam bam.
Is that what we called it?
What's it called? Everybody Get Everybody Up, get up is the one. You play that in any age group. So there are a handful of songs like Robin S and that one that work, Ride on Time, Black Box. But then that's it. Then you move away from it. It's like, oh, it's a bit loud. Oh, it's a bit quiet. And you literally, but at a festival, at Fantasia, you're already going to see the groups you're going to see. So I build the set around that. Perfect.
Yeah, very clever.
And there'll be like 10, 15,000 people in the sunshine. I don't think they're really going to care that much what I'm playing because they'll all be, you know, having a good time.
I just think it's funny that the booker now knows that he's overpaid and he accepted 500 quid.
I would have done wedding rates. Yeah, I would have done wedding rates.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.